Gazy, I'm not sure whether you're aware of the fact, but it was International Women's Day across the weekend, and we celebrated the contribution that the other sex has made to our magnificent planet in which we live and continue to do so. And there's a group of women up at the Brisbane Lions, spearheaded by the coach's wife, who believe they can make a significant difference. And Christy Lepich, the wife of Justin, has been good enough to join us on the show and tell us why and how. Good morning to you, Christy.
Good morning.
What is the pride? What is the women of the pride? And what do you think that you as a group can do to make the football club better?
In the beginning, the idea came up from Sarah Kelly, who sits on our board, and we had a big chat, and she's quite passionate about getting women more involved. And the Brisbane Lions have a really large percentage of female members. So in the beginning, it was just a way to get them more engaged and more involved. Brisbane is a small town in terms of when you know people, you can get things done and you can make things happen. So that's where the networking aspect came in up here. And from there, we thought, well, no, we have to recognize our Melbourne members as well. So it became more of a group of women who can give back to the club, who can get more involved. We can give them access into the inner sanctum to the club. We can network with them, fundraise with them, do all sorts of things with them, and just get them more involved in the club.
Good morning, Christy. It's Andrew Gaze here. And what sort of things do you do in order to facilitate that? When you say get them involved in the club, what does that mean?
Well, in the beginning, where we're going to start is just by a number of functions and, you know, finding out exactly who they want to see, who they want to hear from, and making those things happen, getting them along to lunches and cocktail functions and fundraisers and whatnot. We had a really big meeting where we pulled in all sorts of women, from long-term supporters to some absolute powerhouses around Brisbane in terms of business, athletes, partners of the players, all sorts of people. We brought them all in for a big brainstorm and saying, what would you like from a group like this? If you were to be a Women of the Pride, what kind of functions would you like? What kind of things would you like on offer that you can't get anywhere else? And we had everything from, you know, speaking one-on-one to the players, to getting to know their mothers, to finding out about a woman on the board and what it takes to be a woman on the board. There's all sorts of ideas out there, and we just like to help them make that happen so we can have functions where they hear from these people, they speak to these people, and get involved and even get to know the players more.
Christy, is this, we're talking to Christy Lepich, is this a response to an observation from you or someone else or a group of you that as much as the game tries to be totally incorporative, women are still marginalised a little bit in footy?
Yeah, that's a funny one because I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, because we all go out there, we all support the players, we all go out there and enjoy the game. It's such a fun game to watch. I don't know that they're marginalised. We all kind of go out there and do the same thing. I think the idea came about because a lot of players come to Brisbane from out of town, and obviously there were some players who went home in the past, and we thought, what's another way to help keep them here? What's another way to get more people involved, to make sure our players stay, to make sure they're proud to be part of those clubs, to make sure their partners want to stay, to make sure their moms are okay with them being here? So if we do come to Melbourne, they're involved in things as well. It kind of was born out of that in the beginning, and it grew from there.
That's great.
It's a fantastic idea. Is there any trepidation on your behalf to get in there because of, you know, it's a volatile business, the coaching caper, and if something was to happen, you do all this work for, and you might be moving on?
I'll tell you what, obviously I'm not Australian, I'm Canadian. I have moved so many times, and you just got to live in the moment. You can't think about that. You've got to live in the moment. You've got to live as though you're there forever. We thought we were in Melbourne forever. Life throws you a few curveballs, and you just got to go with it.
I love
being back in Brisbane.
It's a great attitude. Just quickly before we let you go, Christy, story in the paper this morning, you might be able to give us the scoop here that the Lions look like they're trying to extend the husband's contract. Any little insight you can give us on that?
Oh, like it says in the story, I actually just woke up to that story and thought, hey, I know that. But like it says in the story, no contact has been made to Justin or his management. But it seems like a really good place to be at the club right now. The vibe is great. Everybody's just really excited. From fans to the players to the family to the partners, it's just a really good place to be. So perhaps it's born out of that.
All right. Well, watch this space. It's a good thing that you're doing. I think all footy clubs, if they haven't already got something like this going, should definitely take a leaf out of the book that is being put together up there at Brisbane. Thanks for joining us and telling us a little bit about it, Christy.
All right. Thanks for having me.